I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'ma get a scholarship to King's College. I probably shouldn't brag, but dag, I'm amazing, astonished. The problem is a lot of...
Elton Jim Toronto here, filling in for Dean Richards today till 1 o'clock. Dino gallivanting out in Washington, D.C. for a family wedding. I like when he goes away. I get to have fun on the radio. Talking to you until 1 o'clock. So that song we just played in, it's called a bump, a musical bump for you folks in the radio biz. And give you just trying to give you a little peek behind the curtain. We call that a bump. And anyway, played a song there from Hamilton. Chicago, obviously, is Hamilton fever. I'm looking out the window here on Michigan Avenue from the WGN studios, the Allstate Showcase studio, and I've already seen 7 people wearing powdered wigs just walking by. You know, we are crazy for Hamilton. Or are we? And that's my question, because I'll be honest with you. You know, if you've listened to me at all, you know that I do some acting here in the Chicago area. And I've even done a few musicals. I'm not a trained singer by any means, but I've certainly seen almost all the major musicals that you're supposed to see. And so I do enjoy musicals. And I don't know, I'm just not getting the Hamilton thing. And I don't know, maybe I have to see it. But so I thought it would be good for maybe people who are listening, who have maybe are wondering what is the phenomenon about this. Should they go see it? Tickets will continue. It's got an open run, at least for a while here. And certainly it is going to be popular, probably a very popular Christmas gift. If you can get tickets, even for the end of this year, probably not. So I thought it might be fun to talk to an actress friend of mine who has a great resume of being in some of the great musicals of all time, including most recently Gypsy. And she performs quite a bit at the William Street Repertory Theater in Crystal Lake. And this is Amanda Flahive. Amanda, how are you doing?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good. And I wanted to talk to you because you are a theater music maven.
I mean, I like to think that I know a little bit of something about our industry. Yes, indeed.
I mean, you played Gypsy. You played Rose in Gypsy.
I sure did.
Yeah, so I mean,
challenges of my whole life. Yeah.
That alone, you know, gives you cred. So I've been watching on your Facebook page, and it's now I think you just recently scored some tickets, right, to Hamilton?
Oh my god! Yes, I did. I'm going March 31st of 2017.
March? You're going in 5 months?
Like literally in 5 months, and I'm so excited already. Like, and it's 5 months away. It's ridiculous. I haven't had time to enter the daily lottery because I've been really busy with the show that I'm currently doing. And then I'm going into rehearsals for another show, and it's been, you know, I've been working a lot, thankfully, because as an actor, you want to do that, right? But I haven't had time to enter the daily lottery. But don't worry, first free day I get, my name goes in to try to see it before March.
Okay, tell me, because I have not been bit by the Hamilton bug. As I said, I see people walking around Chicago with powdered wigs and white stockings, and morning coats.
Of course.
You know, and I saw 4 people having duels. Now, I don't know if they were carjacking or if they were just doing something with Hamilton.
In the city of Chicago, I mean, anything can happen.
Yeah.
It's true. We're
I'm assuming they were doing a scene from Hamilton. Maybe they weren't.
You know, you never know.
Yeah, but so tell me, why is this show, because you haven't seen it yet, but you've obviously, I'm sure you know the musical score by heart. What has taken you by storm so much and so many other people around the country?
Yeah, well, I mean, I have to say, it should be said that my first exposure to Hamilton was actually during Gypsy. And Gypsy's a big show, right? There's a ton of people in it. A bunch of, like, my great seasoned theater friends are in the show. And it was about the time that the Hamilton cast recording got released for free. It was like available as like an instant free download. I believe it was NPR who put it out, and it was with Lin-Manuel Miranda, who wrote the show. It was with his blessing. He said, put it out there, I want people to hear it. And pretty much everybody downloaded it on the same day, and my Facebook newsfeed blew up. I mean, just everybody started talking about how incredible this was and how revolutionary. I didn't even have time to listen to it until well after Gypsy was like in the run. So I was, because I had a few other things to focus on, like playing the female King Lear of musical theater. So I wasn't even sure that the hype was great, because I think, especially for theater people, we have like a natural aversion to hype. Like, we see it and we're like, oh, well, I was there before. I heard it long before anyone else, and isn't it great? But when I listened to it the first time, I listened to the whole thing all the way through, which I recommend if you're going to listen to it before you go see the show, listen to the whole thing from top to bottom. It's a better listen as a full work. And I mean, it's like 2 hours of music, so give yourself some time. But listening to it as a full work, the thing that's cool about it is that, first off, I think people have gotten it in their idea, well, this is a hip-hop musical. What if I don't like hip-hop?
See, that's me. See, I'm not – yeah, that's exactly me. I'm not a fan of rap or hip-hop, so I'm immediately kind of turned off by it.
Sure. The beautiful thing about it is that there's way more to it than hip-hop. I mean, being kind of a student of musical theater, he throws back to a lot of really great composers also. I mean, there's definitely moments in the score that are – traditional Broadway show tune kind of moments. He throws back to Rodgers and Hammerstein, to Sondheim. He's got 1776 references in there, which, like, obviously, when you're doing it,
right,
musical, that's totally something that should be in there. Yeah, there's moments that he quotes Shakespeare, and there's the hip-hop. The thing that's fascinating to me about it, that really struck me about it, as not being a great, you know, aficionado of hip-hop, and only, like, having a cursory knowledge, he does really throw back to some of the really great old-time hip-hop artists.
Well,
so even if, like, you're not a fan of contemporary hip-hop, he really, really has the moments that he throws back to some of the real greats. He's as much of a student of that medium as he is of musical theater. He's a really fascinating guy. And when I listened to it, I realized that this is a great way for this story to be told. If you think about the language of politics, right, and the wordplay that often goes into that, hip-hop is actually the perfect medium for this. It's a storytelling device that he uses to get a lot of information out in a really compelling and interesting way to the ear. So I think that was the thing that kind of struck me about it musically. It's also just a cool concept.
Could you hold on one second, Amanda? I have to take a quick break. Yeah. We're going to talk about Hamilton. Obviously, Amanda Flahive, an actress here in Chicago, has Amanda fever. I don't know yet. We're going to see if she can convince me and maybe convince you, because the tickets are hard to come by and they're not cheap either. But this is the big theater phenomenon of the country, if not the world. It swept the Tony Awards. So we're going to talk a little more Hamilton as it plays here in Chicago right after this break. Jim Toronto here at WGN 720 AM, filling in for Dean Richards this morning. I've got Amanda Flahive, local actress, and I should say congrats to you, a recently Equity actress.
Thank you so much.
Very
yep,
nice.
Cards in the mail. I'm so excited.
I knew Amanda back when. In fact, Amanda and I were in a play together about a year and a half or so ago called God of Carnage, and she played my wife. And we had a great time, and we had a really fun show. And I just saw her in a show recently, a few months ago. And I was with Amanda for about 4 months, maybe 3 months, with the the rehearsals and the actual run of the show. And when I went to see her in this musical called Title of Show, I was surprised to see that she took off her shirt. Now she had a bra on, so that's fine.
I did.
But I when I saw her after the show, I said, you know, I was with you for 3 months, and I never saw that bra, and I was your husband in that play.
I am a lady.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some lady. I mean, here she is on the stage. Boom, shirt comes off. I was aghast.
I know, Mom, if you're listening, I'm so sorry.
So we were talking about the Hamilton phenomenon. It has certainly taken the country by storm, the world by storm. Lin-Manuel Miranda has really tapped into something here. And we were just saying, you know, as it's the hottest ticket in Chicago right now, maybe aside from a Cubs World Series ticket. But so you are going in March. You have your tickets for March, 5 minutes, five months in advance. So once again,
literally 5 months away.
Yeah, you were talking earlier about you know, the music. It's not just all hip hop and sure. and things like that. Now, do you think that there's a a historical? There is a play which you referenced called 1776, which is a musical, which does talk about the revolution and the signing of the Constitution. So what is it with musicals and powdered wigs?
I've been thinking about that, to be honest. I think that it's just, well, I think particularly in the case of Hamilton, it's interesting to get to tell a story that we don't have much of a contemporary frame of reference for. None of us were there when any of these things happened. So I think that playwrights, especially because now in the day of, you know, mass media coverage of all sorts of things, now you have video, audio, social media, all kinds of ways that you can recount an event. These are events that can't be recounted other than in written word. So I think that for playwrights and composers, they give a lot of, first off, dramatic potential because it's about the forming of our nation, but also it like allows them to put their own stamp on it creatively and come up with how they think the conversation went down. And in the case of Hamilton, it's certainly being told in a way that nobody's ever seen it told before, and being told by a colorblind cast. The interesting thing that they've sought out to do with this show is to make it the story of America then told by America now. So you're watching George Washington played by an African-American actor, or you're watching Alexander Hamilton played by, you know, a Hispanic actor. In the case of Lin-Manuel Miranda, he's a first-generation Puerto Rican immigrant. So, you know, it's really, really interesting to just see it told in different perspectives and the way that those different perspectives on history can freshen it up for a brand new audience and make people look at it a different way. I mean, I think prior to this, all anybody knew about Alexander Hamilton was that he's on the $10 bill.
And not a lot of people even knew that.
Yeah, and he died in a duel. That's
right.
The only thing that people know from history class. So I think that there was a lot of ground to cover here.
Well, here's my thing, because I'm always looking at these trends and saying, okay, if Lin-Manuel Miranda was able to plop himself out of obscurity and become now one of the most in-demand performers and writers around.
Yeah.
I'm thinking we don't know too much, to your point, about Benjamin Franklin.
We don't.
And
we
so don't. I've come up with a show called BFF.
Yes.
It's called Benjamin. It's BFF. Benjamin Freakin' Franklin. And there's some of the show-stopping songs. You know how that? You know the show Stomp about tap dancing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, if you know, Benjamin Franklin invented the post office. So I've got a song called Stamp. And tap.
I think you're onto something.
Yes, and tap dancers will then be, we will be tap, they will be tapping on large envelopes, and they will be stamping their envelopes as they tap dance.
This is really revolutionary. Yeah. You heard it here, folks.
Well, wait, I'm not done. There's another big choreographed dance to a song called Benji's. It's dancing $100 bills.
There you go.
And then the last one, as we all know, Franklin with the electricity. You know how the helicopter came down and missed Saigon? There's going to be a song called Go Fly a Kite. And a huge kite is going to come from the top of the theater and descend, just like the helicopter from Miss Saigon.
This is really big. please let me know when open auditions are.
All right.
I cannot wait personally to be a part of this.
BFF, Benjamin Freakin' Franklin.
You heard it here first.
Okay, well, Amanda Flahive, I've got to run here. I'm sorry, but thanks so much for sharing your views about Hamilton, and have fun in March.
Oh, thank you. I can't wait. It's going to be a big night.
Plug your show real quick.
Oh, yeah. Right now I'm doing Picasso at the La Panagiole at Rouse Center. It's a really hysterical play by Steve Martin. We've got one show today at 3 o'clock at the Rouse Center in Crystal Lake, and then three shows next weekend. It's our closing weekend. Great play about what happens when two geniuses walk into a bar, and those two geniuses happen to be Pablo Picasso and Albert Einstein, all told through the hysterical, absurd lens of Steve Martin.
Oh,
really,
thank you
time.
So much. Amanda Flahive, great actress. Look for her in your playbill when you go to a play. We're going to be back right after this.